Shema Talde Yitzchok ben Avraham. Avraham heulet es Yitzchok. Zokte chatam soifer. The Gemara by the Zohar says that the emes mitzad hateva, it would be roi that if a person was born an erva, that there shouldn't be a vlad. The emes is there shouldn't be a mitzvah b'chal that a mamzer should be noilet. Nor oin hogi noyeg, that's the teva, that even if it's the aray, it will come a mamzer. Lefize, if someone is an okar and an akara, and the emes al piderach hateva really, really b'chal, they b'chal shouldn't have a kiyum, then a bada can't be true if it's a mamzer. The Litzoni Ador was saying, "May Avi Melech in Sabrosor," and not from Avraham. If that's true, then Emes Yitzchak is a mamzer, because Sora is an Eishes Ish. If that's true, then how did Yitzchak have kids? Now, Zoi Avada, the Mitzvahs could be that a mamzer could have children. Al Piteva, Yitzchak Berikva and Ofer Ba'akara. So it's a Neis for Moifus that they have children. It can't be he's a mamzer. So Eila Toil is Yitzchak. From this, that Yitzchak has children. Came in Iceland and Avram that Yitzchak. Then it's clear, it's machriya that Avram hoyt that Yitzchak and not Avimelech. Oh, but the Litzoni Ador was saying not like that. They were saying that Avimelech and Sabrosor. There's a pshat from the Bataim. He says that they were tiny. Avram said, Avram is chesed. How can it be that it came? He had a child Yitzchak like Gvura. It's more misaber. It came from Avimelech. From Avram it's pasnish that it should come out. Oh, but the emesi afterwards Yitzchak. What kind of children Yitzchak has? He has Yaakov. He has an Esav. You see, it's not mukrach. Based on who the father is, that it's the same midah. So again, for Eila told us Yitzchak, from Yitzchak's children, that Yitzchak has a Yaakov and an Eila, is vayt, that came an Oishfar, and that Avraham oiled us Yitzchak. It frags up the Pirkei Avot Me'avi Melech Nesabrosor. It's more than anyway, the Leitzoni Ador, a tiny Me'avi Melech, because Avraham is so old, so also a Bas Kishim. It's still a Pella. His wonder is, yeah, oh, but that's the Leitzonim. They look at Zuchel Leitzonis, even though it's Halb Gebat, it doesn't stem anyways, Avim Amachel Leitzonis. What do we know? They were tiny more. They were saying, Me'avimelech. Avada was a nace from Moifus that Sora had a child. Sora's a bastishim. Of who says it's B'schus Shel Avraham? After it's Me'avimelech. A different shot I heard once that, I mean, Me'avimelech, Avada was from Avraham. Or Me'avimelech from the tsar of the story of Avimelech, when it wasn't the B'schus of Avraham's titkus, it was because she suffered from Avimelech. Me'avimelech, from the story of Avimelech. Because until then she didn't, all of a sudden the might of Avimelech, and then yeah. Avimelech, from that Maisa, she was Nisabra from Avraham. Say one last chat on that. It's interesting. Rashi fears Ois, but Litzoni Hador was saying Avimelech Nisabra Sara. So therefore, the Avis said to prove not, he was Sor Klaster Ponev Shel Yitzchok should be like Avraham, that they look similar. So it's so interesting. There's a Shiloh. What's the Rai from the fact that he looks similar? First of all, the Gemara says that even when Isha's Mizana, she's Mahara Achar Baila, and therefore the child can end up looking like that, like the Baal. And second of all, Roiv Bonim Doinim L'Achi Ha'Aim. Who's the Achi Ha'Aim? Loit. Read the second Loit. Loit is Sarah's brother. And Loit, we know, looked like Avraham. That the Gemara Chazal already said. So what's that? The Yitzchak looks like Avraham. Maybe it looks like Avraham because it looks like his uncle, his maternal uncle. It looks like his maternal uncle Loit. What's the right that it's Avraham? So to answer these questions, I heard once a chiddush, a pshat, Fakert, when he was born, he didn't look like Avraham. He didn't look like Avraham. And the Litzonim was saying that Avimelech was Sabrosor. The Eibishter made a moifus, that it changed, that it's a gebitten. I don't know, everyone always dars, and get in and dars, and it looks like the mother, looks like the father, looks like the uncle, and it can't look like a moifus. But the saying the pshat is, it's a gebitten nochtem. That was the nace, sor klaster pon of Lohaytimi Liban from the Litzonim, that said, Avimelech was Sabrosor. Chazal teach us that Yitzchok was 37 years old by the Akedah, and that was Bizman of the Besura, that Sora was Nifter, because she heard about the Besura of the Akedah. She was Nifter at 127, she was 90 when Yitzchok was born. And it says that Be'emet, after the Akedah, they went as Bater, Shenol the Rifka, and they were mounted in Sholei Shonim until she's Ru'uya to take her for to be Meschaten at the age of 3. And it's a tella awesome because the whole Parshas Chayisora that he sent Yezer and he makes a nichosh and he's trying to see who's the shidduch in loisoy va'isha and yeah, if not, eilach alamin va'al smol. They had a besura after the Akedah that Rivka was noilat, waiting 3 years. The reason he waited even 3 years is because until she's ruya. Now, meidach gisa, it's yedua, it's a machloikis, Rashi and Toisis. Rashi shita taki is that Rivka years old, but Toisis. In Yevomis, and Samach Aleph, Samach Dalet, and a few other places also, Toysa says that Rivka was 14. And b'ktzara, to celebrate the machlekes, the mashal, the Gemara says, a person 10 years who doesn't have children, he takes another wife. The Gemara asks, what about by Yitzchak? Yitzchak was more. So Rashi says, because it was 20 years, and they shtel, it's not 20 years, because if she was only, anyways, it wasn't 20 years. That she's not able to be a levis. The Meshech Chacham says even a diak. It says ki akorahi, but it says ki akorahi with a vav, not with a yud. Hey vav aleph is gematria 12. She was only in akorah for 12 years. He makes the cheshbon that she's only starting to be able to give birth at the place at 10-11 years old. So she wasn't in akorah for 20 years, because he's learning that she was 3. Now the umazeh toista says that she was 14. First of all, Mishalala Naira, we call her a Naira. Also, he brings a Raya that the Medrash says that Rivka lived 133 years, the same amount as Kahos. And if you make the Cheshbon that Rivka was Nifta when Yaakov is coming back, and you work out the Cheshbon of the age of Yaakov, the Cheshbon comes out that Rivka had to have been married Yitzchak. When Yitzchak was 40, Rivka had already been 14, not 3. This is Negeah. A few other details also. It was Negeah last week. We talked about the Shaila that why didn't Yitzchak marry sister Bakoil? Tosis asks. And Tosis says, she was a katana. In fact, she was a katana. Rivka was only 3. So what, she was 2? We said to Ruthin last week, other mahalchim, but the emes yairah darkoi, Tosis was shitosi, Rivka was 14. Baka was taka katana, and he couldn't marry Ruth as a katana. But Rivka was taka 14. How does that stem with the medrash that they went as batzer at Kedah about Rivka? There's a pshat, I heard once that when Sora was nifter, her neshama went into Rivka. So Ki'ilu, Rivka was already 11 years old then, but it was Ki'ilu she was Noilav. The pastor that Rivka then got the Bechina of Sora. Now they don't have children, and Yetar Yitzchak Lashem Lanoi Chachishtoi, he davens Lanoi Chachishtoi, it's brought down that floor. He says, based on the Magen Avraham said, Vakish Tfila on somebody, you have to really mention the name, and you have to say the name correctly. But if it's Befolov, you don't have to say the name. And there was a whole Shiloh about Yitzchak, you know, should they switch the name maybe? Sarai was Sarah, the other, sometimes there was a name switch. Over here there wasn't a name switch. And to avoid the issue of maybe her name should be Rivka, or maybe it's something else, so he was the fun of the fun of, you don't have to say that. But the Maisin is Grace and Yonim, I saw it brought down, that Rivka, if you spell out Rivka, you spell out the letters. We do this in Gematria, you spell out the Reish, is Reish Yud Shin, the Beis is Yud Sof. The Gematria of Rivka is 1,118. Which is the same as Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alikeinu, Hashem Achod. Rivka is Gematria, Shema Yisrael, and that's what the Telech Lidrash is Hashem, Lidrash is Shema Yisrael. I heard a beautiful pshat that Vatelech Lidrash is Hashem, Rashi says, Matehei B'Soifa. Because you know, Rivka is Reish, Beis, Kuf, Hei. The letter Hei, as we know, a few different ways. Hei Aleph, Hei Yud. The way to get to the Cheshbon of 1118 is if it's Hei. But if you spell it a different way, it wouldn't be Gnoi exactly Shema Yisrael. So she went, Lidrash Hashem, Matehei B'Soy, what's the way to spell the letter at the end of her name, to make sure that it's Taka Tzmi Oizkahalden, that it will be Lidrash Hashem. By Yisroi Tzum Avon in the Kirba, they were fighting. The Torah brings down a pshat. Esav was an Ish Sa'ir, so it wasn't so comfortable for Yaakov, because of the hair, it was hairy. So he wanted to get out. Of a Chazal bring that they were fighting over the Tuay Lomis, they were being ready on the Tuay Lomis. And also that when they passed the Beis Medrash, Yaakov wanted to go out, and when they passed the Mokan Tumah, Mokan Avodah Zarah, or other Mekoymet that are not supposed to go to, so Esav wanted to go out, and then it came one time that they both wanted to go out, and she didn't understand why, and they explained to her that it was a reform shul, and they didn't really understand the day, and so, but Lama Zal Noichi, maybe conservative, I don't know if reform has it, but Lama Zal Noichi, why Bechal is the Aseret HaDibros after they haven't the changes. Now, Noichi, if you understand that Rivka was confused because she thinks that maybe this is a Tzimishta guy. And they told her, no, Shnei Goyim Bevitnich, it's two different ones. Meaning in the beginning, she goes, it's a great, a bissel does. But no, if it's Taka Shnei Goyim Bevitnich, Umeini Ayichi Paregu, they're going to separate themselves already from the beginning. There won't be a connection between the two. So then she was Nirga. Interesting, you know, Sora sends away Yishmael. Avram has a psoilas Yishmael, Sora sends him away. Rivka doesn't send away Esau. Yitzchak loves Esau and doesn't understand, right? Understands what they both understand. Rivka had the mahal that everything has to go to Yaakov, but Rivka doesn't have a shiluach of Esau. So there's many pshatim One is because Shavtochem may ayechil parade, not to worry. Another chapter is because Yaakov is ishtam. Yoshev Eholim Yaakov. If he's in the base medrash, you don't have to worry about the Esav having the Ashpah. But a more simple shot is because Esav was helping. Yishmael is not Ben Sorah, Ben Hagar. Rivka, the Maisa, the Psoilus of Yitzchak also came from Rivka. He didn't have another Maisa. And that I heard once of Shach, she says, Loma ze anoichi. I understand that it's supposed to be a Psoilus. We explained last week also that the Psoilus of Avram of Chesed goes to Yishmael, the Psoilus of Yitzchak, Gvura is Esav, is Ritzicha. But Loma ze anoichi, Vasat is Samir. It should be from a different one. And the Emma says, it's like, remember the Zach, at the end of the parasha it says, when Yaakov is getting sent away, so it says, the Pasuk says, sent him to Lavan, then Besul Harami, Achi Rivka, Lavan is the brother of Rivka, Ein Yaakov Esav, the Pasuk says. Rashi over there says, Ein Yedei Amamalam Dein. Ein Yamam. When you do Shnai Mikra Vechatargan, you have to know that you're supposed to learn Rashi also. You're also supposed to learn, it's a Rashi. But learn the Rashi. Rashi is off. Ein Yedei Amamalam Dein. I heard once a shot, Eini Yedeya Ma. Ma is Mi HaBachor. I don't know who's the Bachor. Eini Yedeya Mi HaBachor. Lilam Deinu, it teaches us? No. Yaakov Esav. It says Yaakov first. Ein Yaakov Esav. Oh, but the Chassam Sofer says, a different shot, the Chassam Sofer says, Rivka is the mother of Yaakov. We know Avram says, I'm not considered the Av of Yishmael. Ki be Yitzchok Yikari L'chazor. Yitzchok says, I'm not the father of Esav. Be Yitzchok, V'loi Kol Yitzchok. Right? The Pasuk says, before Avram is saying, the Pasuk says, Mefurash, Avram says, Be Yitzchok, not Yishmael. That's Mefurash in the Pasuk. Afterwards, Yitzchok is a drosha, right? It's already a chazal. Ki be Yitzchok, you cover the chazal. In the Tzukim, it doesn't say Esav not. That's why it's interesting. The Esav, Edoim, in Bir Mesoirov, they have also like a Tanakh in the Zazogin. They have Torah. They have Tamisha Kamshay Torah. They have things afterwards, but they have Tamisha Kamshay Torah. Because Torah didn't throw them out. Torah Shabbat Peh threw them out. The Torah Shabbat Ksav didn't throw them out. Yishmael has a totally different Sefer. Because Torah Shabbat Ksav said Mefurish, Ki Bi Yitzchak. So they have a new version. Yishmael was on the okay, the under Maisa Sefer. Because in Mefurish in the Pasuk it already says Ki Bi Yitzchak. B'chol Eifin, Yishmael is ousted from Yitzchak. And according to Chazal, Bi Yitzchak, V'loi Kol Yitzchak, Yitzchak is ousted. Aber Rivka, the Imoiz, Rivka is Ein Yaakov Esav. Yitzchak is not Esav's father, but Rivka is Esav's mother. Kind of a different Isha. And that's what she was saying. Loma Zalmash, why? Why doesn't the Psalms come from someone else? You have to know what the answer is. So the Teres was no, they go in, but they both come from you. Ein Yaakov Ve'esav. Rivka is boy Shal Esav. Yitzchak is not Ovim Shal Esav, but Rivka is Ima Shal Esav. Virab Oitzor, they tell a part of the Nebuah, they tell a Virab Yab Oitzor. There's a vertical, first of all, that's if someone wants to be a big Rab, you have to know it doesn't just come as oh, you say for Kabbalah love you automatically. There's a story here. It's Yab, good Harvin when you're young, and then you become a Gadol Ador. It doesn't just land on you. Virab Yab Oitzor. But the Netziv says over here, Virab Yab Oitzor, we know the Gemara says that until the Tikkun HaOlam, it's either in Yoimer Lecha Adam on Kisri and Yerushalayim. Kisri is Roim Edoim and Yerushalayim. In Yoimer Lecha Adam Chorvu Shneim Al Tamin. In Yoimer Lecha Adam Yoshvu Shneim Al Tamin. Chorva Kisri V'Yoshvu Yerushalayim. Chorva Yerushalayim V'Yoshvu Kisri Tamin. Because it has to be in Moleh HaKareva, it has to be one is up and one is down. That's the whole matzav of it. There's up in the Tziv. It says V'Rav Yavoy Tzair. It could be read V'Rav Yavoy Lit Tzair. That the older one for the tzar, or Rav Yavoy Bitzar, he'll be ma'avid him. It doesn't say the lamed of the base. It left it hanging. Amol azoyin, amol azoyin. The difference of it's whether it's Rav Yavoy Litzoyer or Rav Yavoy Bitzoyer. Vayignilu anorin, vayhi esav ish yodei etzai ish sode, vayakad ish tom, vishav oiholim. So Rashi says, kol man that they were ketanim, it wasn't nicker b'maseyem. The end of the medaknik mativom of a kivan shenasu b'nei shloshei zeh pirish l'bot the amedrish v'zeh pirish l'bot the zora. And then Esav went to Tarvisro. So I heard a murder ha'ara. It says that Avram Avinu was supposed to live 180 years, That was three of us. Each one was supposed to live 180. Yitzchak Takel lived 180. Yaakov lived 33 years. That's a separate cheshbon. That's in Vayichi. Avram was lifted 5 years earlier, 175. So he shouldn't see Esav Darav Yisroel because he was nifter. Esav, the mice that he went with Darav Yisroel with the Chamesh Aveiros Chamuris that he did. The Gemara says in the end of the first paragraph of Vasra was on during the Aveilus. The Nezir Adoshim was the Michael of Aveilus that they were eating for the Yitzchak was eating for the Aveilus of Avram. Oh, but that's when he was 15. Dosh state Narashi that already at 13. They eat Gulan Aram and Esav went with the Zara. So I heard a pshat from a Michal Zobler. He says, "Amar Dikzak, why didn't Avram chap on already when he was 13?" He said, "Because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, then Chomesh leMikra, then Esther leMishnah, Toshesrei leMitzvus, then Chameshesrei leGemara." He says, "Then Shloshesrei leMitzvus, Esav can give tzicha etza. Heich ma'ashen es haMelech. You know, he'll come with questions. But then Chameshesrei leGemara, you can't fake it. Either you know the black Gemara or you don't know the black Gemara. That's Mishnah Zachnis can always spiel. And then Avram was going to chap on." That something is wrong over here. They missed the blat gemara. Oh, but told the blat gemara. Can't again. Eich ma'asun es hamelach. Now, the Mishnah, the reason Esav asked Taka Eich ma'asun es hamelach specifically, Eich ma'asun es hateven, Eich ma'asun es hamelach. First, he asked that because that was Yitzchok's takonah. The Gemara Rambam says that Avram Avinu was misakin shacharim. That's malach and perates. Avram Avinu was misakin shacharis and mila. Was misakein mincha, tefilas mincha, and maisris. And Yaakov Avinu was misakein mairiv, gidanosh. But Yitzchak was maisris. So when Esav wants to rechan for on and he asks, "Efrek of the shechloi from the tati," you know, you don't frek of a zayit because that's frek of maisris. He wants to advise where he's holding. But let me look at Tifkan and this forum talk about it. The whole difference between Yaakov and Esav is ikar and tachlis. Yaakov has his priorities set straight. And Esav doesn't. Yaakov in Gashmius says, "Yesh li koil, bakol mikol kol, he's tefrid." And Esav says, "Yesh li roiv, he wants that much more." In Ruchni is Pumpaker. Yaakov says, "I'm like an Ekev. I'm just at the heels. I have so much more to do." And Esav is Gematria Shal's already. He's Bishlamus. It's all a question of mixing up what's important and what's less important. Esav comes to ask, "How do you take off Maisers from Tevin?" There is no Maisers from Tevin. Tevin is the Tuffel. Iker is the Chita. Focusing on the wrong thing. That was the chiluk. Now we mentioned the Gemara says in Baba Basra that on that day that Avram was nifter, Esav went with Har Basra. Chamesh Averis over Esav Arosha Boisa Yoim. The Gemara says he was Baal Nairam Arosa. He was Horagas HaNefesh. He was Kofar Beikar. He was Kofar Tchis HaMesin. And he was Shot Esav Arosha Mavazah the Bechoira. There's a very interesting Prima Godim. In Hilchis Pesach, he says, what does it mean Esav was Bar Mar Rosa? He says, an interesting pshat. He says, the Gemara says, the Yerushalmi in Pesachim says, Kol Oichol Matzah Be'erev Pesach, Ki Ilu Boil Arasosi Be'beis Chomav. You're not allowed to eat the matzah on Erev Pesach. You have to wait till the Seder to eat it. That's when the Chasin is. You make Sheva Brochus during the Seder of Kamsai. Night. Birchus Erison is the Albir Chomets in the morning. And then it's Arusa during the day. Until Leila Seder, you're not supposed to eat matzah. And it's the Bechina of Ki'ilu Boyel Arusasa. It says it was Erev Pesach and Yaakov gave him Lechem when Nezir Adoshin, that was matzah. So he was Boyel Arusasa, meaning he did was over this din that he ate matzah on Erev Pesach. That's what it means. And then that was the shot. Yaakov told him, "You want to eat, but it's Tainus Bechayrim, it's Erev Pesach. Tainus Bechayrim." So Esav says, "Hinde ha'ilech l'amalaz di b'chayr." He wants the b'chayr for b'chayr. Yeah, he's hungry. Yaakov tells him, "Today is a fast day for b'chayr." He says, "Okay, I don't want the b'chayr." Oh, but the pshat is of the prima godim. That's not in the prima godim. That's the separate thing. But the prima godim said that was the b'china that he ate. He ate from the lechem, the matzah, the erev pesach. That was means boil on the sosa. What's with the kidneys? What's with the kidneys? He was eating in his zirah doshim. What's with kidneys? They're telling on that he ate the matzah, the erev pesach. So maybe it was the Sfardim don't have the minik. But the emes is, it could be, I wanted to say chiddush, I don't know lalocha. You know, kidneys on Erev Pesach? The minik of kidneys, maybe it's only during the, you know, we, it's also need chometz already from chatzois on Erev Pesach. But I don't know, maybe the minik of kidneys is only during the actual Shiva Yemei Pesach. Maybe there's no such kidneys. Basically, what the minik is. Esher Asmach Mandah, the chesh. Yaakov tells him, so in the Bechoira, Eitha says, "Haliteini noam in ha'odayim ha'odayim hazeh." And this is also part of it, the difference between Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov is sees tcheles, yam demalerim, akir, tcheles, the tachlis, the end. And Esav sees the red, there's a spectrum of light, it's from red all the way to blue. Blue is all the way at the end. And Yaakov sees the tachlis, the tcheles. Esav sees right now the red, he wants it, and he wants it right now. And that's even the pshat, it says, "Haliteini noam." Why is Esav being so polite? No, please. It doesn't mean please. It's raw, half cooked. Because the nezid adoshim, when it's fully cooked, is brown, not red. Esav says, "I want it. No, I want it now. I want it when it's not even cooked. I want it right now. I want it when it's still red." He wants instant. He wants now. That mixed up priorities of Esav. So Yaakov says, "Fine." Over, like he said, it was Tainis Bechayrim. He says, "So sell me the Bechayra." Ktsois in Siman Reish Ayin Ches brings a kasha from the Rivosh. The Shuvah is a Rivosh that asks, "How did Yaakov buy the Bechayra?" It's a Dover Shaloi Bala Oilam. It's a Frektik Akasha. The Bechayra is not now, it's for later on. It's a Frektik Ktsois. It brings from the Rivosh the kasha. "How did Yaakov buy the Bechayra?" It's a Dover Shaloi Bala Oilam. Ain't Adam, Mar Shaloi Bala Oilam. Is the emphasis is the Ktsois talks about this concept in a few other places also. Again, the coming parashiyos over under the Mechira of Bechayra, he brings first the Rivosh's teretz. The Rivosh has a yesoid that koydim matan Torah there was no issue of davar shalei b'loilam. The whole concept of ainah the matan davar shalei b'loilam is only la'achar matan Torah. Efter b'zel drush, you could say that their hair of the pshat and the Rivosh is tnai hisna kodesh baruch hu ma'aseh b'reishis. The world right now is not stable yet. There's no before and after. We don't even know if it's going to last. We're waiting for tnai hisna kodesh baruch hu ma'aseh b'reishis is going to be a before and after. Everything is pending. So then there's no before and after. It's kedayin and davar shalei b'loilam. Abla acham antayir not. That's the Rivosh's teretz. The Ktsois himself says a different mahalach that, and that's the chiddush that the Ktsois is talking about over there. That the Ktsois is mechadish there in Tzimur Reishayim Ches. Even though ain't the makne davar shalei b'loilam, but a person could be mistalik. There's a concept of stealing that a mistalik is bailus from something. The male of the other person could take it. So Esav was nostalgic from the Bechayra, and Tzilut, that's the Chiddush, that's what the Tzilut's topic over there. He wanted to be Mechayim, he's right from here, that he wants to be Mechadish, that Tzilut, you could do. Only not the Etzim Kinyan. It's still shared, and how was Yaakov Zoichen? Esav was nostalgic, how did that become Yaakov? The Marav Shif, in the Siyam of the Bekama, he has at the end of the Masechet, he brings another, that if a person makes a Shavua, then it's able to be Chalon Davar Shalai B'Olam. If you learn that Dovr Shalei B'Olam is a chasaron of Gemir's Daat, it's other pshatim, but if you learn it's a chasaron of Gemir's Daat, actually the Shavua more of a Tzoykif and you go over that, and that's why he was Mashbiya him, and because of a Shavua, so it was able to be Chal. Now it says, Yaakov gave to Esav Lechem, when Azirah said already to Prima Garden, the Lechem was Matzah. But the emphasis is, I heard an interesting Maisa, why did he give him Lechem? Yeah, Esav asked for the Odim Ha'odim Hazeh. So that's straight. What comes together with a with a superfluous? What? He didn't ask for lechem. What's he giving him lechem for? So I heard once an interesting story. We'll say very b'ktar. It's really a long story. I'll make it long short. There was a few bachrim. This has happened in Europe. There was a few yeshiva bachrim. They would it was ben azman and efshar echveis. But they were drinking in the forest, and they got verblunged. And they were in the middle of saw a little house, and they were very hungry. They hadn't eaten all day, and there was a lady there that was making blintzes, and they were mamish hungry. And they said, "Please, can you give us some of the blintzes?" He says, "No, until I got her, I went to the town to get the flour and this. I'm not selling you the blintzes. She said, "We'll pay you anything. We're starving. 1,000 rubles. I'm sure to make a price." They offered her. She said, "Fine." They said, "We don't have the money. We'll come back afterwards." And they gave it to her. After she comes to start, she wants them to pay. And they'll say, "We'll pay you $1.99, whatever it's worth, but we're not going to pay the high price." And she says, "No, we made a deal was a deal." So they went to Reb Chaim Oizer. They're tired. So Reb Chaim Oizer asked her, you know Gemara? She said, "No." She says, "You know Shulchan Aruch? No. You know Rambam? No. And Yanke? Mishnah? No. Chumash? Chumash Rashi? Yeah." She says, "I'll bring a raya from Chumash." That's it, the shod, because Reb Chaim Oizer asked all the other options. It was interesting what would be his raya from all these other Mara Makoimis. But Akupanim from Chumash, he says he has a raya. Esav is asking for the Bechayr, and he says, Yaakov says, give me the Nezid, you give me the Bechayr. If Esav would have just had the Nezid, afterwards he would come and say, "I was honest. You offered me a crazy price. The Bechayr is very expensive. I was desperate. I was starving. I'm not Mechayr." So Yaakov gave him lechem also. He says, first calm yourself down, have some bread. Shouldn't be so hungry. Now, we'll make a deal. I'll say you the b'chayr fin in the nadosh. So Reb Chaim always wanted to prove that you're not b'chayr. Esav would have been, the emet had a good cop out there. He said, I was starving, I was violent, I offered any price. This is what you offered me, I had no choice. That's what he bought Oishparen from the Maisa. The Pasuk has it when they go down to the, there was a rub, they go down, but the Pasuk says it, it's a famous Pasuk. The Gemara Darshan, this is the theme we talked about, all the parashas and berashas. The Pasuk says, Ekev asher shoma Avram b'koili. The Gemara learns out from here, in Yumadav Chavches, that Avram Avinu was Makayim Kol Terekul, we talk about this, Kesedim and Shias, but the Gemara learns out from this Pasuk. Ekev asher shoma Avram b'koili. Here's the famous Ramban. The Ramban is Machavis, that only in Eretz Yisrael they kept the mitzvahs. And that's how I have two sisters, and it goes on and on this topic, but it's learned out from here. Ekev asher shoma Avram b'koili. Now the lashon of the Gemara in Yuma is Avram Avinu Kayim Kol Terekula Afilu Erev Tafshilin. And there's a shtel, what's Afilu Erev Tafshilin? What's the Bezundra Hadgosha? Even the Rabbanan say, even Chanukah, what's even Erev Tafshilin? What? Afilu Erev Tafshilin. So the Goin said that it's a mistaken Girsa. It said, it's supposed to be Afilu Erev Tchumin. And Erev Tchumin is Nirmas because it says Ekev, a lashon of a heel. The heel, the Adam Ha'ilof Ba'akevav. So it's going on Erev Tchumin. But the Girsa of the mice is Erev Tafshilin. The Chizkuni says Erev Tafshilin means Basar B'cholav, meaning he was nizer in being ma'arev tafshilin. He was nizer in not putting together basar and cholam. Erev tafshilin. But there's another interesting pshat from the Avnei Nezer. Avraham Avinu is makayim kol terekula, but not that he's be'emes mechoyis, nor he was makabel on himself. Zok there a pilkul like this. There would be a makam to say that even though Avraham Avinu is keeping all the mitzvahs, but he doesn't have to keep Erev tafshilin. The concept of Erev tafshilin is that you're not allowed to cook from Yom Tif to Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook from Yom Tif to Shabbos. Why can't you cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos unless you make an Erev Tafshilin? Because on one hand, Shabbos has a Maila that is Kaviyah B'Kaimen. On the other hand, Yom Tov has a Maila, Pumpaker, that it's not, that you were Makadish, that you were Makadish, that it's Yom Tov. Avraham Avinu, since the Emes is not Machuiv in the Mitzvahs, and he's doing it on his own, so Shabbos also has that Maila. Shabbos is Kaviyah B'Kaimen, but it also has the Maila of Yom Tov, because it's not the Etzem Shabbos, Avraham Avinu is accepting upon himself that it's. So it has the Maila's Yom Tov also. Maybe there's no reason that you shouldn't be able to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. The whole Nikuda. Why you can't confront the Shabbos is first because Yom Tov has a mile also. Why Avraham doesn't have that mile? Dosh Tei Toa Chiddush Afa Pikein. He was doing all the mitzvahs Afilu Erev Tafshilin. Now there's the whole Maisa with Avimelech. And later on, after they have the confrontation, Avimelech tells his people, Hanegeya B'ish Hazeh Mois Yumas, which sounds like he's being very, very nice to Yitzchak, and he's telling his Chevra, don't start off with this, with this person. But then it says, Punk Fakert. He was doing it. He was saying, you have to take, if Yitzchak is producing things, you have to put a stamp that it's from Yitzchak. And Hanegeya B'ishas Emoisimus, anyone that has any business dealings with him, he was trying to put sanctions, he was trying to boycott it. Anyone that has any shaykhs from Yitzchak, Moisimus, Faker. It's not Latoyv, it's not the Shvachi Shal Avimelech. You have, it's a very big sugi, the sugi of the Be'erois, that Yitzchak is Choyfer, because the Be'erois that Avram was Choyfer, he's Choyfer them again. You see, or you saw that a person in the Hoydus Hashem has to be choifer, and if it's not matzliach, it's choifer again. And the emes is chafiris be'eris represents the rishonim. The Ramban brings over here that it represents the three batei mikdash, esek, sitna, rechoyvis. Rechoyvis is already the base of mikdash hashlishi, and it's remodan for those inyans. But be'etem, it's poshet a remes for when a person wants to look for an eitzah, doitz of a tmuna to find out what's rotzon Hashem. You have to know that you dig and you dig, but when you finally dig, you get to the water that was already there. The water is there, the eitz is there. Rabbois machashobois belev ish, v'atzas Hashem hi sokam zokter volva. Where's the atzas Hashem hi sokam? It's in the rabbois machashobois. You have to know which one it is. You need the siyata d'shmayim to know which one, but the rabbois machashobois belev ish has in it the siyata d'shmayim. You have to be choy, you have to know what the kivun is, you have to have a messiah, you have to have shoyel eitz, but the mayim is already there. Tif tif arayim, the mayim is already there. You have to do a chafira and an avoid to get to it, but the mayim is already there. The sugi of the brachis, the sugi of the brachis, there's a vikuach between Yitzchak and Rivka. Rav Aaron and Mishnah, Rav Aaron's Meir. Yitzchak had a plan that there should be a bechin of Yisachar Zvulun. That Esav should be the Zvulun. That's how he saw it. If I cared, Esav should get the brachis, and he should get the brachis, and then That's going to be the spitz dugma of this woman. And Rivka understood that no, that nis yeder ena can zayna zvulin. Don't rely that you want, right? There's a vikuach. If yeshiva should take money from certain makayris, certain sources, financial types or not. The shayrish is you want them to have a day in your Torah. That's the shayla that was going on over here. Meaning there is a concept of yisachar zvulin, but the vikuach here on the identity and zvulin. And on the capability of Esav being able to be that zvulun or not. That's what was going on. There's a famous Beis Ali. It's classic. That Yitzchak says, HaKoyel ko Yaakov Vayedayim yidei Esav V'lohi kiroi. And then he gave him the bras. The shaila is, there's a drawer over here. There's a moed of a mitzvah. How is cooked ice? Yeah, how cooked ice? Not a shmekish exactly. It's supposed to be. He wants it to be Esav. He wants it to be a koil kol Esav. I dying in Esav. Then he should have said, "Oh, this is what I was waiting for." Over Ezok says it. He says a koil kol Yaakov. Are you dying in Esav? What could be the pshat? The lo yikira. So the Beis Halevi says the moir dekechavet. Famous shtickle. He says that Yitzchak knew that the Emes Yaakov is going to try to make a shpil. The Rivka and Yaakov are going to try to make. So he tells Esav, "Shtel tachfor." Yaakov is going to try to come. And he's going to act like you. So what's he going to do? He's going to talk like you. He's going to make it here. He's going to make out. He's going to do exactly like Esav. I have a very good plan. You make a Eibachok. You come and talk like Yaakov. And then it will be Yadayim Yidei Esav. And then I'll know for sure it's you. So the puzzle says to me the puzzle like this, the nigga. Yitzchak is taking stats of all the data that's coming in. He says, I'm going to call Yaakov. That's what we made up he should do. Hayadayim Yidei Esav. The Lohi Hikiri. What does it mean, Lohi Hikiri? Not that he was Lohi Hikiri because he was confused about the information. The narrator of the Pasuk is saying, the Lohi Hikiri. The plan didn't work because it was Yaakov. The Lohi Hikiri. Hagam, it's not so Gishma because the Lashon of the Pasuk is, the Lohi Hikiri. Ki hayu yodav ki dei Esav. That's not why it's Lohi Hikiri. That rather stinks. The Lo Yikira is because his plan on the Kol Kol Yaakov shtick didn't hit. That's a shtick of a horror. Oh, but that's what it's saying, the Lo Yikira. Now, the Velt threat of this pshat, Lamaisha Esav comes afterwards, when I retnish for Yaakov. Yaakov Ovi, I retnish for Yaakov. What happened to the plan? So either he forgot, or he wasn't capable, or he thought that Zoyed Yaakov, this was the thing to do. He thought he was making a delivery. I thought, hey, it could have been worse. I thought it was like a man. And it's a rangra. That's Kol Kol Yaakov. Can't say. Now the mind of the Potter says, the Lord, right? How you yodim ki de Esav, and therefore Vayiv Arachayu. So what's the Vayiv Arachayu? The Sephorna says, Vayiv Arachayu is not the Brachah. The Brachah comes afterwards. But the first thing is, there's a cloud, as I'll say, should be Ksherim, Chayiv Lai Brachah. So he was saying to himself, I was choshed you just now. I owe you a bracha. Not before the brachas. It's not choshed with sharing, chayav with bracha. Parashas Yosef brings a nice. Yitzchak knew there's a chashash over here. So he had a plan that he's going to give a bracha. Make believe it's the brachas. And if it's taka a mitchazeh, if it's taka Yaakov coming and acting out, after he got the brachas, he goes, oh, I got the brachas, too late. Oiskenach. So it was a test. He wanted to see, I'll give you the brachas and then see if that's what he said. It was a prep brach. See if it would fall through. It's interesting, the Sfarim talk about this gross inyan of what exactly is the Masira of the brachas over here. But I found an interesting sphere. Now, with all this koydim and Torah, and I will say that the Rivash says that there's no koydim zman, achar zman, there's no problem with loyvam. But an interesting maisa. On one hand, I saw that the Shnei Gdiya Izim, the Sfarim talk about it, it represents the soil of Kippur. It's a chain that they say it was Leila Seder, Erev Pesach, Leila Pesach. That's why it says he also brought him wine. Vayovi Layayin Vayesh. Rav Tzadok says that he didn't ask for wine. Yaakov initiated it. Because Dalit Koisis is the Rabbonim, it's not in that Torah. That was Yaakov. It wasn't Yitzchak's Bakash, it was Biksav. That's the verb in Pesach. Yaakov Tzugalekt Yayin. That's the Dalit Kois. But it was the Bechina of Pesach. Mitzad Sheni, Kippur, Pesach, the Ramah, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, he says that a minute to eat a tapuach masak bedvash, the Gros says the remez is because our shame of piriyeh masak lechiki. It says in the pasuk kireyeh hasada sheberachei Hashem, and ki yadua it was Rosh Hashanah. So was it Rosh Hashanah or Pesach or Yom Kippur? I don't know. I have this feeling that koydem matan Torah it could be gefer shteva the smeit. Don't exactly know, but again I'm giving you this makoyrus here that it was a goyim bir agron shulchan aruch that it was Rosh Hashanah. Rashi learns it was Pesach for Yom Kippur. Epsher, you have all of these in Yonim mixed in. V'yitem lecha ho elokim. Elokim is midas hadin. Elokim is 86. Ho elokim is adding an extra 5. That makes it to 91. 91 is omei. 91 is shame of yudkei vavkei with godness. That's adding the 5 hamtokas hadinim. We don't know too much about that, but that's the reason why we do a rabba 5 times on a shana rabba, and we'll leave it at that. But the 5 hamtokas hadinim is to get from the 86 to the 91, and that's v'yitem lecha ha elokim. And there's many places where you'll notice in the psukim that elokim is din, ha elokim is already rachim. It's nishapet from the chamesh hamtokas hadinim. Yaakov is gematria 182, which is twice the gematria of elokim. The Yaakov is misgabras also on midas hadin v'yitem lecha ha elokim, that he was misgabar on that. Now the bracha that Yaakov is given the ma'isa, Esav is given afterwards, is v'hoya kasher torid. Torid is Tafresh Yudalit. It's one more than Tariyak. Baltoisif. Because you have exactly like the Torah says. Vahoya Kasha Torid, you think you're doing the Torah, the Torah is going down. But you think Fakad, you want to do Baltoisif, they'll do more. You'll be Oibachach, you'll do more. No, that's also, that's Ufarak to Ula in the Alts of Arecha. That's also Prikas oil. And that also is not going to be the way that Yaakov's going to have an Aliyah and Adrava, Esav will be misgaber. Now it says Esav waits to say Yikruvu Yemei El Avi. Why is he waiting until Yitzchak will be Nifter? So it could be because he was scared Yaakov is always learning and he won't be able to stare during the Avelus. The Avelus Agam Abadi, you learn. It's Yadua that Rabbi Yashiv, a few of his daughters' children were Nifter B'chad. The people saw it, but they came to tell him. He was in the middle of Baba Basra, he closed the Baba Basra, opened the Moed Katan, and continued. But Efshar is an under learning, so it was Yikru Yimei Ebel Ovi. But I heard another shot. Esav wants to get these brachas. Now, the brachas is not Stam Hashpil. Esav understood that these brachas is brachas. He was given to Yaakov, he understands that. Maybe the way to get it back is to Yarshin. If he kills Yaakov, he's going to Yarshin it. But if he kills Yaakov when Yitzchak is still alive, then the Yerusha goes back to Yitzchak, and Yitzchak can re-give it to anyone. So he wants to wait till Yitzchak is dead, then till Yaakov, in order that he's the closest to Yerush. And that's why he was waiting for the Yikrav Yimei Evel Avi to get it through the Yerusha.